This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, November 20th. God's word for you today is at midnight. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus 12, verse 29, and it says, "And that night, at midnight, the Lord struck down all the firstborn sons in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn son of Pharaoh, who sat on his throne, to the firstborn son of the prisoner in the dungeon. Even the firstborn of their livestock were killed." Our first lesson from Elijah regarding opening heavens is the willingness to do what is required, irrespective of the excuses not to. Our second lesson is Elijah's power came from God in response to Elijah's prayer. Our third lesson is everything that is visible and physical is preceded by something that is invisible and spiritual. What do you want to see in the visible physical? When this season is over, when this year is over, and when this decade is done, what would you want to see or get started in your visible physical life? Where you need to effect it first is in the invisible spiritual, and a place where the willingness to do what is required, irrespective of how you feel, where the power can come from God in response to your prayer, and where you can push things in the invisible spiritual to bring it to pass in the physical, visible physical. A place where these three things can happen is at midnight prayer. Midnight prayer. You will have reasons not to get up at night to pray. I just bought a waterbed. I just married me a spouse. I have work to do. Work does not finish, but seasons like these do not repeat themselves. Are you going to maximize it? The willingness to do what is required, irrespective of excuses not to. Elijah's power came from God in response to his prayer. You have to pray. Just to help you, we will go over some reasons why midnight prayer is important. Why midnight prayer? Firstly, spiritual transactions happen at midnight. It was at midnight that God went to Solomon and asked him what he wants, and Solomon asked for wisdom. Midnight is the best time to engage and negotiate spiritually. Jesus told a story to teach the disciples more about prayer in Luke 11 verse 5, which says, "Suppose you went to a friend's house at midnight, wanting to borrow 3 loaves of bread." Why did he say midnight? If you show up at your friend's house at midnight, your friend knows you mean business. If you show up at midnight asking to use your friend's car, the first question is everything okay? Take it. What Jesus is saying is that midnight brings urgency to what you are asking for. The friend eventually went on to give him what he was requesting. Spiritual transactions happen at midnight. Why midnight? The second reason is there is heightened spiritual activity at midnight, both good and evil. There is angelic activity. There are angelic activities that are time zone based and midnight based. If you do not engage it then, by the time it is done, they need to move to another time zone. A classic example is Jacob. Genesis 32 verse 22 to 32. Please read. The spiritual activity that happens at midnight needs to end once it is done. And the reason is they need to resume at another time zone where it is midnight. When it is midnight in Africa, for instance, it is daytime in Asia, and they need to resume there. Similarly, demonic activities, but once it is done, they need to pack their bags and go. Let us pray. Father, as I lift up my cry at midnight, hear and answer me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. we invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.